relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, latest update, my friends. I mentioned in the last hour this incident at the Schomburg Mall, the Woodfield Mall, just outside Metropolitan Illinois, with an SUV driving around inside the mall. Apparently, the driver has been apprehended, so that incident is over. When we find out more, we will get back to you. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. New sanctions, including against the National Bank of Iran, have been imposed on the Islamic Republic. We will be discussing what it all means to you with the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Mr. National Security, Jim Carafano, next here in America First. But it is, what is it called? Climate Strike Day? We must be on strike for Mother Earth. Not here at the Salem Radio Network. In fact, we're going to do the opposite. I'm going to dedicate this segment to giving you the ammunition you need rhetorically. Chill out, Media Matters. Just chill, okay? Rhetorical ammunition. I've got enough ammunition anyway at home. This is for your mind. This is for arguing with those crazy pagans who worship Mother Earth. This is what you need to know. You know, they talk about the greenhouse gases, the effect they have on the environment. What are the facts? What do you need to know? Ask these people, what do they know about greenhouse gases? What do they know about the greenhouse effect? Number one, carbon dioxide, this evil thing called carbon dioxide. Let's go back to school for a moment. Get your pens out, make some notes, because this is really useful stuff. Carbon dioxide, you exhale it. Comes out of your mouth, comes out of your nostrils, and it is necessary to all plant life. Not a poison, it's not bad. It's necessary for plants to grow. The figure that shocked Al Gore, that made him into the savior of the planet, was 400 parts of CO2 per million. It's called PPM. He said it was a sad day, a sad milestone, when in 2015, in our atmosphere, CO2 reached 400 parts per million. Well, is it really that sad? Stay tuned, pay attention. There are literally hundreds. I'm reading from this fabulous book I mentioned before, Mark Morano's Climate Change, A Politically Incorrect Guide from Regnery. There are literally hundreds of factors that govern Earth's climate and temperature, not just CO2. In fact, the proportion of CO2 in the atmosphere, have a guess, just for a second. Okay, you think you're pretty smart? I did too, until I started reading this book. So in the atmosphere, how much CO2 do you think there is? 30%? 20%? 10%? 5? 2? 1% of the atmosphere? No. How about 0.04? 0.04% of the atmosphere. How much of that is produced by you and me with our massive V8 engines? How much? 90%? 50%? 10%? How about 3.5%? We could stop all CO2 emissions and it would make no difference. Literally no difference. Why? Because we produce 3.5% of it. Do you know what 95% of all greenhouse gas is made up of? Have a wild guess. Water vapor. Water vapor. Are you enjoying your science class? I feel like I'm back in the third grade. Anyway, this is important stuff because this is how we push back on the insanity and the lies. How about this? How about the fact that the current warming period, they say that things are warming up and that's why the world is going to end in 11 years. When did that warming period begin? It began in the year 1800. How many F-150s were around in 1800? How many jet engines were flying around the planet in the year 1800? In fact, it started just at the end of the last, what they call, Little Ice Age. And there have been similar periods of warming multiple times in the last 10,000 years. How many pickup trucks have there been in use in the last 10,000 years? That's a little bit of an easier question to answer. And let's quote a climate scientist, an actual climate scientist from MIT. You know those boffins at MIT? He's called Richard Lindzen. He said in front of Congress, CO2, it should be noted, is hardly poisonous. On the contrary, it's essential for life on our planet. Now, remember what Al Gore said? 400 parts per million. It's horrific. 400 parts per million. This is what a scientist says. 5,000 parts per million are considered safe on board a submarine and on board the space station. That's more than 10 times atmospheric levels is safe for a human being. It's all a con, my friend. It's a lie. It's about controlling you. Listen to just how much it is about controlling you. This is from they had to get in on the game. It wasn't enough. 7 hours on CNN, MSNBC has their climate forum. And Andrew Yang, the man who thinks he's going to be president, this is what it's all about. It's not about the climate. It's about controlling you. Listen to Andrew Yang, cut three.
If you project forward on what we would need to do to reduce emissions, you would want to modify Americans' diets over time. I do think it's difficult to regulate diets. So what you would want to do, again, is you'd want those cattle producers to have to internalize the cost of emissions. So then what that would naturally do, and some people are going to hate this, but it would probably make those products more expensive. And that is appropriate because there's a cost to producing food in that way. And so if you were to make it more expensive, then you would end up changing consumption patterns.
Doesn't that sound so scientific? Changing consumption patterns. What does he really mean? He wants to price beef meat out of the market. Only him and his rich buddies would get to eat meat. It's about controlling you. Let's squeeze in one call before we get to our guest. Let's go to line four, Gary in Louisville. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, this is an amazing point that you're bringing. What I have found is a pattern for the liberals, they like to make such big statements that can't be proven or disproven, and they're afraid that somebody might actually call them on their comments. And so the truth meter is going to really destroy a lot of what's going on within the liberal monopoly. So I believe that they're going to self-destruct as we start.
But Gary, they will not self-destruct. We have to destroy their arguments. That's why I did what I did. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, pedantic. It's a little bit didactic, but it's crucial. Don't just stop here, listen to this show. Go out right now, educate yourself, check out this politically incorrect guide to climate change, read up, because when they say to you, the world's going to end in 11 years, what are you going to say? You're going to say, prove it, and then you're going to have arguments, and you're going to say, hey, dude, did you know that on a submarine, human beings can survive 11 times the amount of CO2 that we are breathing now? Did you know that CO2 is a fraction of a percentage of the atmosphere? You've got to use these arguments, and then their ideology, their pagan ideology, will collapse. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're enjoying this, go to YouTube right now. Click on the subscription. Click on the like button to make sure you don't miss anything. Up next, Mr. National Security and Foreign Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano, here on the Salem Radio Network. We've all been there. You move house, you find that old box or that piece of luggage, and what's inside? Old photographs. VHS videos, even Super 8 films. What do you do with them? How do you play them now? And how do you stop them from degrading? Become the hero with Legacy Box. Now is the time to stop your family films and photos from being lost forever. Become the family hero. Bring back those memories and watch them for as long as you wish. Get peace of mind and ensure your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box provides you with the box. You put in your old movies and pictures, they do the rest, professionally digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, they're offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Gorka for 40% off your first order.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With more journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network, Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. We are back with our regular Friday guest to talk national security issues. He is Mr. National Security and Foreign Policy at the mothership of the Heritage Foundation. When was that? This week the vice president was there?
Oh, that was, it's been such a
fun. It was this week?
It was Tuesday.
What a great event.
Oh, I mean, the vice, he was just, I mean.
A pro.
Really, but, and make he was basically there to make the case for USMCA, that's a U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal. And, you know, here's the deal. Once they deliver it to Congress, Congress has to vote on it. The only way Pelosi could stop this is if she went to the floor, because there are a lot of Democrats who want to vote.
Right.
She would have to go to the floor and tell them not to vote for it, right? Which is really... So it sounds like they're going to bring it to the floor, and if they do, it'll pass.
Well, look, you had there the Canadian and the Mexican ambassador, both ladies, in the front row. He was super gracious, thanked them. So this is everybody wants this.
Yeah, and my sense is the administration wouldn't be saying all this if they didn't.
If they weren't confident that it's
going to go. And here, you know, Pelosi doesn't have to vote for it, but if she just lets people vote their whatever, it'll pass. And the thing is. What's your argument? No, we can't do this because it'll give Trump a win.
No, but that's it. That's what it's been for 3 years, Jim.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. Look, the election's not till next November.
It's his.
Nobody's gonna remember this.
Oh, but come on! Doesn't it feel like it's tomorrow? It's 410 days, but it feels like fevers already. No.
Yeah. So you know you're gonna. And the other thing is the Canadians. If let's say you win the White House, the Canadians and the Mexicans, they're gonna want to work with you.
Right.
And if you have tube their major trade deal, they might not. That's not the best foot to get off on. So my guess is you know,
he's using technical terms there, tubed, right?
Right.
You're an artillery guy, right?
Is exactly.
It's got in the tube.
Yeah. Right. That my guess. Look, let's be honest. It will be a win for Trump.
And yes, that's the problem for the Democrats.
And it'll be another boost to the economy. It'll give people huge confidence. It's the biggest, most important training zone on the planet.
Yes.
With a deal that brings it into the 21st century in terms of digital energy, the benefits for American workers. It's going to create like 80,000 jobs right off the bat. So
win-win.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not about Trump. This is a win. No, come on. Stop laughing. This is a win.
I'm trying to take you seriously. I'm trying to pretend to be a Democrat.
But it's not. This is about the American people. 70,000 jobs are going to be created. What person working in Washington, D.C. could not do that with a good conscience? They have to just do this and let people vote.
But I thought the economy is in an awful state.
Well, then 70,000 jobs would help.
Nicely done. Very, very slick. That's why he is the man behind all things national security and foreign policy. Follow him, J.J. Carafano. He's preventing World War III one tweet at a time. Let's talk serious stuff. Iran.
I thought we were talking.
Well, that's business. That's trade. Oh. I'm talking about, you know, explosives and stuff, you know, oil fields on fire. Right. The stuff that's really exciting,
this
right?
Gorka's not in the private sector.
too right. Look. It's pretty clear who attacked the oil fields. Yeah, it's more and more incontrovertible. We have a drop of sanctions today. This is what the Secretary of the Treasury said. We've now cut off all sources of funds to Iran. That's what he said today. He said, this is very big. What does this mean? Do you expect more craziness coming out of the mullahs of Iran, or are they on the precipice of saying, okay, guys, enough is enough?
Well, you know, here's what we know, which is I don't see this as an escalation. And people say, why was that? Because this is a pretty brazen thing. Yes, it was. But it's not building on other stuff. It's trying different things. You try to cross the straits. That doesn't work. You shoot
that's
down
at, really interesting.
Right. So they're thing different things of a kind.
Because it's not building.
Right.
It's a smack here. It's a smack there.
It's a punch in the nose, right? As a punch in the nose, this is incredibly brazen. 17 attacks, combination cruise missiles and drones, definitely from Iran, extremely well planned, very focused to do maximum damage.
But the question is, so what, right? Do this, so what?
And here's my point is, and why I kind of like the response, which is, okay, you punched me in the nose. So, hey, you know what? Let me punch you back. But let me just not punch you back. Let me punch you back in a way that you can't stop.
Yes.
You can't do anything about.
I'm gonna cut off your credit cards.
And it does way more pain than the 1 week of oil, you know,
prices increase. Right.
The 3 days that oil futures went up.
Right. One of the biggest mistakes I saw when I was teaching, you know, DOD and the armed services is when we mirror image.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
When we think the way we calculate is how Persians calculate or Russians or whatever. And it results in awful, awful miscalculations. What is the strategic end game here? Is the slap here, the slap here, the slap here? Do they really believe that we're just going to lift sanctions at one point, or that the Europeans are going to force Donald Trump back into a JCPOA? What is Jim Carafano's read of their strategic culture?
Right, sir. So I think there's two things. One is, this is the part of the world where honor is powerful.
Yes.
Power, right? You are an honorable person.
Face.
That's right. Because you have power. So one is, you cannot look weak in the face of your enemy. So they have to punch back. Otherwise, it's like wearing a kick me sign. The other thing is, I think fundamentally, they think they are morally superior and tougher than the West. And that beneath the
tough, we're the decadent ones.
Right. And that you saw this in bin Laden's fatwa before 9/11.
Right.
If we punch them, Trump at his heart will just fold like a cheap suit. Right. And I think they keep thinking, well, we just haven't punched him in the right nose. And if we and the thing is, dude, you punch him in the nose and, you know, your oil revenue disappears.
Yeah.
You punch him in the nose again and now you have no access to foreign credit.
Yeah, your national bank is sanctioned. Boom.
You punch him in the nose. You know, it's like, are you getting it? You know, it's like, you know what it reminds me of? This is not a political comic because I'm a nonpartisan guy. Remember Bernie Sanders fighting in the gym?
Oh, the punchback thing.
Right? He hits the punching bag and the punching bag knocks him down. That's my metaphor for Iran.
Does it mean that they are, if we take our strategic culture out of it and politics out of it, does that mean, therefore, on an objective scale, Jim Carafano, they are bad at strategy, or they just don't know who they're dealing with?
They are. Well, I think the same problem of mirror imaging. Mirror imaging is not just a Western phenomenon. Right. Everybody does it, and they're doing it. They're looking at things from their perspective, and from their perspective, this all makes perfect sense. And to be honest, they did this to Obama, and it worked.
And it worked. But Donald Trump is not Obama.
Well, you know, this is true.
And that's not a political statement. It's just a fact.
And the thing is what he's demonstrated is, one is, he's not a warmonger, because they slapped, and he slapped back, but he slapped back in a way they couldn't do it.
Yes.
And he's also not a coward. He didn't fold. He didn't lift the pressure. He didn't lift the sanctions.
No.
So he's actually, I think, kind of done the smart move here. And here's the deal. He's on his fourth national security advisor. This guy's only been here an hour. This response is driven by who?
By the president.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Which is with the discussion we had last week. Doesn't matter whether it's National Security Advisor number 12.
Right.
This is Donald Trump's national security policy. We're talking with James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him, JJ Carafano, and go to heritage.org for the best analyses, economics, trade, homeland security, national security, you name it. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Jim after these messages.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's much, much better now because I can go outside, rake the leaves from the trees and stuff. I know I wasn't getting all the nutrition that I needed because when it comes to vegetables, I'm very picky. And I'm going to stick with it to do as much as I can. And taking those three vitamins for the vegetables and the fruits per day really helped me out a lot.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
We are back with Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. If you missed the Vice President's fabulous speech at the Foundation on Tuesday, I've just reposted it on my Twitter feed and my Facebook page. It's right at the top. If you're enjoying this interview, don't forget we have a brand new exclusive club. It is called Gorka's Cabinet. Yes, indeed. This show without commercial breaks, unique content you won't see anywhere else. My take of the real news behind the fake news. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Gorka's Cabinet logo to join my cabinet now. Jim, we were going to talk Afghanistan, but you mentioned something in the break that really hits home for me, having worked in this city for over a decade.
the lack of consistency. I mean, it's just absurd. Is the president a warmonger or is he an appeaser? The people, what did you say? You said the people who on Khashoggi said one thing, now want the president to bomb Iran. I mean,
right, yeah. So they want to cut off all relations with Saudi Arabia, right? They want to make it a pariah state.
6 months ago.
Like put it on the terrorist watch list. And these are the same people that turn around and say we have to attack Iran because they attack Saudi Arabia. And then the other one is like, Trump is a warmonger. He's going to get us into a war. And then when he doesn't, then they go, oh, he's an appeaser. You know?
Do these people have no sense of what it looks like from the outside? Or is it just
I don't know.
That's not a political sense. That's not a political question. Come on.
You know, the other thing we were talking about, which is really, really interesting, is you got to hand it to the Iranians. Tactically, this
the attack
was genius,
is
right?
Exquisite.
These are mobile platforms. They moved them to a place where nobody expected an attack to come from. They massed their forces. They targeted really well. It was, but here's the other.
At the tactical level, at the strategic, it's disastrous.
It's dumb. But also remember, this is the other thing is again, why I don't see this as escalatory. They're not going to get away with that again, right? Because now.
Well, what does that mean?
Because the Saudis will reorient, and we'll be looking for that kind
we're
of
looking
thing.
For it.
And
right.
the next time you see that kind of strike complex appear,
boom,
it'll get F-16s all over it. So that's a one-shot deal, just like shooting down the drone. But so on the one hand, like I said, I think it's just a punch. But the other hand, it's these guys are smart at the tactical level.
Yes.
They have caught us by surprise now at least twice with our, you know, not looking. And I think you really got to keep your eye on these guys because they're going to think of something else.
Wasn't it some Prussian dude who said the strategic stuff is simple but not easy, right?
Right.
Von Clausewitz guy. We've got a couple of minutes left. We haven't been discussing it enough in the news since the so-called summit was called off Afghanistan. Well, your kind of read right now is everything's on pause in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I think that's right because I don't think the administration wants to take the diplomatic channel down completely because they think now they're negotiating with the people who actually have power and influence.
Right.
And eventually that's kind of the only way forward. But the U.S. kind of green-lighted proceeding with the Afghan elections. So that's got to be the focus right now, getting through the Afghan elections. And the other thing is really interesting. The U.S. recently kind of spanked the Afghans on foreign aid. Like, we're not going to give you this money because you're wasting it.
Yeah.
That, to me, my read of that is, oh my God, we're going to be around for a while. And if we're going to be stuck around for a while and these guys are spending our money, they got to get it that they can't, you know, mess around.
And where do you think that's coming from the top?
I think that's specifically for the boss. Let the boss know.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Does that sound right? So I think, you know, we may get back to that process, but, you know, we may be on pause for a while.
And at the end of the day, we have to negotiate with these guys?
Of course, because there is no military solution. But the flip side of that is also true. Why are the Taliban at the table? Because they know they can't win in the field either. Right. And our goal is not to turn it into the land of milk and honey. It's not to build states. It's to create a stable enough environment that this is not a problem for us. It's not a platform for terrorists. It doesn't destabilize the region.
We have to go back to the original strategic intent of October 2001.
Right.
That part of the world, that real estate, is not used as a platform to execute mass casualty attacks on the United States.
Done.
Right?
Done.
And that doesn't require rebuilding the ring road around Kabul.
And I know all this talk about endless wars, but the reality is we spend less in Afghanistan in a year than we used to spend in a week. So it's literally about 14,000 troops. There are other bigger commitments. It's actually not really that out of scale with some of the other things we're doing around the world. It's a little more expensive because the logistics lines are so long. So it would be good to get the price down. I'm with the president on that. But we can do this.
These are the facts that we get from Jim Carafano. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano, and check out all the wonderful material at heritage.org, the mothership of the conservative movement. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, Seth and Pete Talbot's incredible natural pain-killing supplement that works at the source of inflammation. I've taken it now since we launched the show for 9 months. It has rid me of my lower back pain. That is the experience of tens of thousands of my fellow Americans across the country. Don't take my word for it. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from people like you who had daily aches and now are rid of them. There's a reason that my colleagues, people of such prestige and such names as Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, stand behind this product, because it's real, it works, it has no side effects, and it's natural. Please do yourself a favor, become the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com. Your 3-week quick starter pack is a paltry $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It can be at your door in 3 days, and within a couple of weeks, you'll know if Relief Factor works for you. Relieffactor.com. Back to your calls. My gosh, the call board is full. If anybody falls off, it's 833-334-6752. 833-334-6752. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. But now, my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the Body Pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, it's only $29.99. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and you'll get $10 off with your promo code Gorka and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com for deep discounts, enter promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I know Matt Gaetz is one of our regulars, one of our regular congressmen in the studio, but I tell you, once a week or once a couple of weeks isn't enough. Did you see him with Al Sharpton? It was a joy to behold. We have a little clip, 30 seconds, where he called out Al Sharpton for his racism, his bigotry on the floor of Congress, and it was a joy to behold. Listen to Matt Gaetz and the non-Reverend Sharpton. Cut it.
Astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around to it. Did you say that, Mr. Sharpton?
I talked about African history, and I talked about how We had dealt with astrology as well as mathematics and philosophy and religion in Africa.
But you referred to people as Greek homos, didn't you?
I do not recall how I referred to anyone.
We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around.
Before Socrates and them Greek homos got around to it. That guy has a TV show. That guy says he's a reverend. Yes, that's the left. The call balls are full. The number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to line five. Chaz has been waiting a long time in Pittsburgh. Thank you for your patience, Chaz.
Quite all right, Dr. Gorka. I had a question about the House Judiciary Committee and the witch hunt for the impeachment. Are they bound by the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches? And if they are, who decides what's reasonable for them? Because it seems all these subpoenas for people and Trump's records and his taxes are being made without any probable cause.
Yeah, it's a great question. At the end of the day, you see what happened recently. It goes to the court. So there's a certain jurisdiction with regards to subpoenas that Congress itself can issue. For example, Corey Lewandowski, who was on the show yesterday, he was subpoenaed to testify. But when they want the records, the bank records of people who they wish to politically persecute, like the president, well, that can be denied by a lawyer, and then it goes to the court. So, yes, the Article 4 does apply once it's taken out into the central judicial system of the United States.
Okay, thank you. I was curious about that because they don't seem to be bound by it when they talk about stuff.
Yeah, they don't. They act as if they're not bound by anything, but of course they are. Thank you, Chaz. And the other thing is, they get away. There's the immunity that they have that you cannot be. This is the one outrage, one of many, that you cannot, if you're on the floor of Congress and you say something about somebody who's outside Congress that is slanderous, you cannot be sued for slander. That should be changed. Let's go to line two. Natan in New York has been waiting a long time. Natan, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, this is a very big honor to speak to you. I am a history freak myself, and I have read all your books, or most of them anyway. And first of all, sir, thank you for everything that you've done, all the inspiration you've given me.
That's very kind. What made you call America First today?
Well, first, I just want to say, first of all, I am a young Jewish man, Orthodox, living in New York City. So, I can relate a little bit to feelings of, nationalism and all that. And especially I want to bring to your attention, that which, in regards to nationalism, from, the British point of view. I did a little research, especially on the Royal Navy from the book Britannia Will Rule the Waves or something.
Uh-huh.
And it really made me realize how the sea created the British nation and how that gave the British nation so much pride. And I couldn't help but read, of men like Lord Nelson and Admiral Hawke and Admiral Vernon and, how they really built the British nation to become something to be proud of. And, with whatever faults, especially in regards to Lord Nelson, we know personally he was not a very stellar reputation of an individual. But, I'm sure you can agree with me on that, right?
Look, at the end of the day, nationalism, the nation state, is a good thing. It's what Western civilization is built upon. But sadly, the things that you're talking about, they've almost gone. I don't recognize the UK. When I go back, the word British is practically a dirty word today, Natan.
You know what that also brings to mind? Have you ever seen the movie, Dr. Gorka, Cromwell, by Richard Harris?
Yes, I have.
Oh, boy. First and foremost, that was a masterful performance. But one line from the film that really stands out to me, which, if you don't mind, I'm going to, plagiarize a British accent just to...
Go for it.
To put the extra... The king is not England, and England is not the king. Do you recall that line?
I do.
What was Lord Cromwell saying? He's saying that we have to look after the fate of the English nation. And Charles I, who was, you know, rumored to be paying like mercenaries to come fight his wars for him and, you know, torch England and whatnot. You know, how is that considered to be beneficial to the English nation?
Well, look, it was exactly the flip. It was a response to, for example, to the French attitude, where the French king would say, l'état c'est moi, the state is me, the king is the state. In the UK, until Brexit, it is the people that are sovereign, and that is the key to a healthy nation state. Thank you for calling the time. Don't forget, if you haven't checked it out, a very significant new book by Yoram Hazony, The Virtue of Nationalism. Yoram Hazony, Hazony, The Virtue of Nationalism. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Great calls today. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And don't forget, we now have an exclusive service where you can join me. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. You go to our website, sebgorka.com, and there's an eagle. You click on the eagle, and you join our exclusive club to get content. This show, without the commercial breaks, I'm a podcast junkie, I know. You know, you have to fast forward through the commercial breaks. If you join Gorka's Cabinet, you don't have to. Plus, special long-form interviews, things you will not see anywhere else, my past audio, and also my weekly take of the real story behind the news. Gorka's Cabinet exclusive membership, $7.50 a month or $59.95 for a year. An utter bargain. SebGorka.com. Click on Gorka's Cabinet. Back with your calls after this message.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Friday. We've got to get in the right mood, and Queen is the group. It's the only group, really. Almost. Let's go to your calls. Glenn's been waiting a long time in California. Line 3. Glenn, welcome to America First.
Mr. Gorka, it's an honor.
That's very kind. What are you doing to your phone?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
There you go. It's an honor, first of all.
That's very kind.
First I wanted to tell the skull screener is I'm a pretty outspoken Donald Trump supporter, and I think I get that from my grandma, my grandparents that believed in American exceptionalism unapologetically. And I guess I get that fighting spirit from my grandma. And I wanted to call you and tell you, along with Mr. Trump and all the campaign and the administration that you guys are going to go through here, to give you some words of encouragement that when I go around and talk to people here in Southern California, I get a lot of feedback because of my openness being a Donald Trump supporter. I get a lot of people that tell me that they're supporting him. They're just, the term I would use is they're closeted. They're afraid.
So let's start with what kind of grief do you get? So if you're open about supporting the president, what kind of reactions do you get, Glenn?
Both. I'll be very candid. I've gotten from the radical progressive Democrat, I've get disdain and a sense of mocking me because I believe in him and I believe in the positions that the Trump administration, you know, espoused. And then I get people that say, you know what, I'm with you. And they'll kind of under their breath, they'll come up to me and say, yeah, I support Trump. So it's very odd, Mr. Gorka, but I'm not saying that if Trump came and did a rally here, we're going to turn it. But there's a sense here of people, and I told the call screener this. I moved from Arizona. I have a 9-year-old now, and I want to.
You went the wrong way. You went from Arizona. What are you doing?
I have a 9-year-old, and I tried that long distance being in Phoenix for a while.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
What line of business are you in, if I can ask, Glenn?
So I work for a. We manufacture law enforcement clothing. Basically, like if you go to a army surplus store, we supply like law enforcement surplus stores or to law enforcement or sheriff directly.
Like 5-Eleven or Poppers, right?
I guess yeah. We make the gear, tactical gear,
okay.
Clothing, uniforms, and everything.
So you're hanging out a lot with Leos mostly.
Not necessarily. I have a lot of family that are in law enforcement. But just my paradigm on life, the way that I was raised by my grandma and grandpa, being American exceptionalism, that's what I – if my grandma and grandpa were in their 50s today, they would be Trump supporters.
I learned from going to California and meeting the friends of people like Jennifer Horn, our regular. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. We can't give up on California. Hey, Glenn, stay on the line. I want to send you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, and keep doing what you do. Back with John Patton. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I am so excited to talk to you about We the People holsters. I've seen people put amazing weapons into the cheesiest generic holsters with Velcro tabs, and it's not safe. Do what I do. Get a custom rig that is designed on a computer to exactly fit your weapon at WeThePeopleHolsters.com. The rigs start at $37. They have an incredible design that allows you to adjust the cant, the angle of the weapon, and keep it secure on your belt. They are designed for that specific weapon. They ship free, and they have a lifetime guarantee. But only if you go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. And when you're checking out, you add my name again, you get $10 off. I mean, that's just a bargain. Do it right now. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Gorka.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.